Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Hilchas Shechit, in the laws of slaughtering in the Rambam Sefer Kedushin, in the Book of Sanctity, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding discussing specifically the laws as they apply to Treifa regarding a mortal defect, which the Rambam said there are eight types, primary categories, which we are up to the next category, that of Nekuva, which as the Rambam opens up in Halacha Aleph regarding what are the organs that their perforation, their hole, would be even a minute amount. As Rambam explains, Nekuva, regarding this tarfus of being perforated, of having a hole, Ketzad, how's that so? So says Rambam, Achat Asei Evar Mehem, there are 11 organs, Shem Nikav Achat Mehem L'chalole B'mashu, that if there's a hole that goes through into the cavity, even a minute amount, Treifa, it's already considered as a Treifa. Ve'elehem, and they are as follows. Tarbitz Haveshet, which is the entrance to the food pipe, the gullet, which we explained actually in Perek Gimel, Halachia Tes, that the Veshet itself that has a hole, that makes it into Nevela. Here we're only discussing that which makes it into Treifa, so it's specifically discussing the Tarbitz HaVeshet, which is the top part, the entrance to the food pipe. Ukrum Shel Moich HaRoish, and the membrane of the brain in the skull, in the head. V'Halev Im HaKanesh Eloi, the heart with its large arteries. V'Hamara, and the gallbladder. And Uknei HaKovid, and the arteries of the liver, v'akeva, and the maw, v'akoris, and the stomach, v'amesis, and the abdomen, which that's a place at the end of the stomach, which is connected to the next one that we're going to discuss, the beis hakaisis, which that's where the food goes out from, goes through to the beis hakaisis, to the keva, and from the keva to the dakin. And the beis hakaisis, and regarding the gut, which is the end of the stomach, which is made like a cup, like a hat, which its walls are thick, like or goes around like two walls. That's why it gets its name Beis HaKaisis, like a kais. Badakin, and the intestines. V'horeya im HaKanashallah, and the lungs with its bronchia. Those are the 11 organs that if they have a hole, even just a minute amount, into its cavity, it's going to become a treifa. Now, the Rambam goes through and goes through in detail regarding these 11 types of nekuvos. As Rambam says, Halacha Beis, regarding the Tarbitz HaVeshet that he opened up with, says Rambam, Tarbitz HaVeshet, this entrance to the food pipe, Kvar B'yarnu Shiur already explained its measurement in the first paragraph in the Halacha Vav, V'shehu HaMokim in HaVeshet, now it's the area of the Gullet Sheinu Ro L'Shchita L'malam in HaVeshet, it's not fit to do this ordering over there, which is it's above, it's on the height of the food pipe. That's what we're saying, that if there's a hole going into this cavity, even in a minute amount, treifa is going to be a treifa. Going on to the next one that we mentioned regarding the membrane of the brain. So in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Shnei krumos yesh lamoich shabresh. There's actually two membranes for the brain in the skull. Imnikav ha'elyon ha'samach la'etzim bilvad. So if the upper membrane, which is closer to the skull bone, only that one got perforated, sarez mataris, still going to be permitted. It's not a treifa. Again, the treifa is a mortal defect. It means the animal can't survive. It could have only the upper membrane was perforated. Now, v'imnikav ha'tachtin ha'samach la'machna, if the lower membrane, which is nearer to the brain, if that one got punctured, treifa is going to be a treifa. Now, that's on the brain itself. Now, m'shiyas ha'moich li'moshach la'shidra, when the brain starts sloping downwards towards the spinal cord, and that's beyond the, so to speak, the beans, but it's the glands which are the beginning of the neck, because as the Gemara tells us, like there's two types of beans, which it just like has the shape of a bean, which are like on the opening of the pot, which Rashi explains, that's where the neck connects to the skull, so it's like you have the bone of that the brain is inside of, that's like a pot, that's like the skull. And on the opening, there's like these two beans, which again are these two glands. So if beyond those glands, which is the beginning of the neck, if at that point, yila krumi din acher, there actually the membrane has a different halacha, because that's the spinal cord, and there actually it only becomes a treifa only if a majority of it was cut, and not if it has a hole, which Rambam's going to explain later on in the Perek Tes. Now, v'mnikav chutz la'poilin, now if let's say it gets a hole outside of the glands, then mutter, then it's going to be permitted. Ram, like we said, again, it's going to have a different halacha than that it has of the membrane of the brain itself. Halacha dal, says Ram, hamoich atzmei shenikav. If the brain itself has a hole, ayin ismaicho is crushed, vakrum kaim, and yet the membrane is still intact, treifa is going to be kasha. Now, v'nishpach kamayim, but if let's say it got crushed, the brain to the point that it pours like water, or it melts like wax, then treifa, then obviously the animal cannot survive like that, and it's going to be considered as a treifa. Halachei the Rambam goes on to the next one that we mentioned from the 11, which was regarding the heart. Says the Rambam, halev shenikiv lebeis chalali, if the heart was punctured into its inner cavity. So ben lachol gadosh b'smol, we know the heart has a few ventricles. So whether it's the large cavity on the left side, ben lachol kadosh b'smol, whether the smaller side on the right side, either way, if it has a hole through to its cavity, treifa is going to be a treifa. Now avam nikiv b'sahale, but if let's say the flesh of the heart was perforated, v'lo yilach alev, but doesn't go into the cavity of the heart itself, then mut is going to be permitted. Now ukneh alev, the little translation is the rod of the heart, which are v'hu mizrik ha'gadol, it's the large arteries she'yitzim imenu l'reya, that goes out from it to the lungs. Harei kalev, that has the halacha like the heart, and therefore v'nikav lach alev b'masha, therefore if it has a hole to the cavity in a minute amount, treifetz can be a treifa. Halacha above, the Rambam continues with the next item that we mentioned regarding the mara shenik, regarding the gallbladder that was perforated. Now the liver, which is right near it, if it closes it, it plugs it up. So it's going to be permitted because that's right where they're near one or the other, and it plugs up the hole. So it's not going to cause a rupture in the whole system of the animal that to make it die. Now, if the hole was not closed up, then even though it's near the liver, treif is going to be treif because ultimately it didn't close it up. Halacha zayin. Let's say nazia shenimtzis b'mar. Let's say there was a kernel that was found in the gallbladder. So if it was like a seed of a date, she'ain roish achad, which the top is not pointy, so it's going to be permitted. But if the top is pointy like an olive seed, asur, then it's forbidden. Why? Then obviously we presume that it perforated when it entered in. I mean, the other one, obviously it got in there some other way, but it didn't make a hole because it's not pointy enough. This one's pointy, so we're going to presume that how to get into the gallbladder, it made a hole when it went in. And positionally, you're on like an eye, we don't see a hole. Nisha huklad piyamaka, because there's a scab that got over that of the wound where it entered, and you just can't tell, but we would presume then that kernel, if it's pointy like an olive seed, like an olive pit, that then it would be considered treifa. Now, halacha ches, the Rambam continues with the next item, which we mentioned, which was the arteries, the knei ha-kovid, the arteries of the liver. So the Rambam, knei ha-kovid, the hema mizrakim shabay, and again, like those are the mizrak is the term of the artery, which throws the blood, shabahem adam is bashal, which that's where the blood actually develops. So imnikiv achad mehem b'mashub, so one of them was perforated in minute amount, treifa, it's going to be a treifa. Therefore, if you find a needle in chituch, which it means it starts getting cut off, meaning there's the big chunk of the liver, and then there's the lobes. So in the place where there's the lobes of the liver, so if it was a large needle, and the pointy edge was pointed inward, meaning to the cavity of the animal, not towards the opening of the artery. So if you do it, then you know, so that's how it came in, and that's how it's going down. It made a hole as it entered, making it into a treifa. Now, but if let's say the rounded end was towards the inside, so I mean, then we say that it can't come in through the rounded part, so how did it come in? Not that it made a hole, rather, derech simfainis holcha, that it rather came in through the blood vessels, umutaris, and therefore it's permitted because it came in through some other way, not necessarily through puncturing a hole, and therefore it's going to be permitted. Halacha tes. Let's it was a small needle. Well, then how is it a treifa? But then either way, even if it's the rounded edge that's facing inward, it's going to be a treifa. And the reason is when something very small, even the rounded edge is really like a pointy thing. And most definitely, we presume that it perforated as it came in. Now, but let's say you find it in the large blood vessel that's in the liver. And this is the large blood vessel that's in the middle, that's how the food, very likely the blood, gets into the liver. Well, then harizomateras, then it's going to be permitted because again, it's in the circulatory system. It's not something that we're presuming that it punctured. Now ubisar kovet sheslia, and regarding the if the flesh of the liver became wormy, that's mataras. That's also going to be permitted. I'm not concerned that maybe there's holes in the bronchi. Now, in Halacha Yud, the Rambam continues regarding now with the digestive system of the animal. Says the Rambam, Kevish and Nikva, regarding the maw that was perforated. Now, V'chelev tohar soizim es anekev. Now you have pure fats that are closing up the hole, meaning there's different types of fats in an animal, and the fats of the kosher fats, they are much stickier. They're able to close up a hole, in contrast to the chaylev that's we call the forbidden fats, which in this area is like it's bent like that of an arrow instead of the straight part. So if you have the kosher fats, it's closing up the hole. So the matzah is going to be permitted because it sticks tight and it's really going to close up the hole. So to any hole in the flesh or in the fats that's permitted to be eaten, if it closes it up, meaning any hole that is meat, this flesh, or kosher fats that are closing it up, it's going to be permitted because it's going to plug up the hole. Except for the fats by the heart, and the membrane that's on the whole heart, and the wall that's in the middle of the abdomen, which is the diaphragm, Hamavdelas bin Abraham Michael, the Abraham Neshima that separates between the digestive organs and the respiratory organs. The Hisha Karinais, and that's the muscle that you tear it, Vakach Tirahare, that you'll be able to see the lungs if you tear that out. The Anikras, this is what's called Tarpesh HaKavod. The way it's called, it's the membrane above the liver. And Vahamakam, so that's we're saying is also going to be an exception to this law. And also v'amakom alav shebemtza, the white part that's inside the liver, v'chelev hame'i ha'achr, and also the fats of the last of the stomach, of the digestive system, which is the colon, shebevam elu, regarding these organs, ein meginim, there the fats are not going to protect, l'fishim kashim, because those fats are hard, and v'nekev shenistim achem hem, and if there's a hole that's being blocked by one of these that we spoke about, the diaphragm, and regarding the chelev of the lev, and all those other ones that we mentioned, there it's not going to be considered as plugged up. And the chelav chaya, the fats of a wild animal, shekenegdu b'beim ha'asa, that corollary by a domestic animal is forbidden, because chelav is only forbidden by behemoth, not by chayas. But those same fats by the behemoth are asa, so they're also by the chaya, in the sense if it doesn't close it up. Where avav b'shev mutav b'chilav, although you're allowed to eat by a wild animal, it's not about kosher or not kosher, it's about the function of those fats, and those same fats do not close up the hole by chaya too. Halachi Rav says the Rambam, karish and nikav. Regarding the stomach that was perforated, so treifa, we'll continue on this list of the 11 items. So treifa is considered treifa. And there's nothing that could close it up. Because the fats that's on it are the forbidden ones, which again we said doesn't stick, doesn't close it up so well. And the meses, continue on to the abdomen. Ubesakaisis, the other one that's shaped like cups. Shenikav achemem lechutz, where if one of them has a hole going to the outside, so treifa, it's a treifa. Now, in contrast, because here you have the digestive system, they run one into the other. If one of them has a hole going into the other one near it, then mutaz can be permitted because the other one is protecting on it. So although it's going into the other one, but that one's it's covering over it. Halachid beis. Machat shenimtzis bo'ovi beis ha'kaisis. If there was a needle that was found in the thickness of the beis ha'kaisis, which, as we mentioned before, that's doubled over, and in its wall, and if a needle is stuck in the thickness, because it's very thick, so therefore could be didn't perforate the whole thing. So mitzadeh, if it's only on one side, so then share it's going to be kasher because it didn't puncture all the way through. But if it has a hole running through and through, into the cavity of the besakaisis, nimtzis tibis dam become a nekev, and you find a drop of blood in the place of where the hole is. So obviously that treifa, it's going to be a treifa, shabadi kodem shchid the nekev, because most definitely it was perforated before it was slaughtered. Now, but if let's say this, although you see the hole through and through, but there's no blood where the hole is, or is a mutter, then it's going to be permitted. Why? Because most definitely, if an animal's alive, there's blood that usually comes out. When an animal's dead, there's no more blood. So most definitely, after it was slaughtered, somehow through the pressure, the needle was pushed through and punctured all the way through, but really when it was alive, it wasn't. So therefore, when it was slaughtered, it actually was kosher, and therefore would not be considered as a trefa. Halachi Yud Gimel. If an animal swallowed something that could puncture its digestive tracts, for example, kairit shel chiltis, the root of this chiltis, which is very pointy, things like that. So treifa makes the animal to treifa. Most definitely, we have to presume that it punctured the intestines. Now, let's say you're not sure if something made a hole or didn't make a hole. So you do an inspection and you check to see if the animal has a hole or not. Now, kol echad mimnei hama'ayim, any one of the digestive tracts, shepsoilus ha'maychel seveves bam, that the waste matter, which is called the excretory system, that the waste matter goes through them, ve'im anekrum, they call darkened the intestines, shenikiv, if there's a hole, trefa, it's considered as a trefa. Now, yesh mehem bulupafim, now those that are curved in bukafim, and they're surrounded, zulif nimizu be'igul, one within the other, like a circle, k'maynochash nichach, like a snake that's coiled up, ve'ilim anekrum, they're called hadar dekanta, that's the small intestines. If one of them gets punctured to the other one, meaning there's a hole from one to the other where it doesn't go all the way to the outside, because the other one that surrounds it is protecting over it and thus not causing the animal any toxic buildup. Now regarding the digestive organs that had a hole, and then you have this like mucus that plugs it up, treva to treva, because that plug is not going to last. Now, let's say b'nei ma'ayim, let's say the intestines, shabaz ze'ev, or kelev, that let's say a wolf or a dog, or a similar type of creature came in the Talmud and took them. Now, v'reim nekuvim achar she'nicham. Now, you find a hole after the animal finally left go of them, well, toilem bo'umeteres, then you suspend it on that it was the animal that made the hole in it, and it's permitted. V'einem, we don't say, oh, shem b'mkrem nekev nakov, maybe that when it stuck its teeth and it took it away and it made a hole, maybe the hole was there before and it made a hole where there was a hole, you don't have to suspect it. Now, let's say them to the kuvim. Let's say you find holes in the digestive organs. You don't know if the holes were there before it was slaughtered or after it was slaughtered. So what you do is, you make another hole in that organ and you compare it. If that first hole was like the new hole that you made, then it's kosher, because obviously it's evident that it has the same appearance as the types of holes that come after shechitah. But if there's a differentiation, well then then we suspect that the hole was there before it's loaded, or trefa can be considered as a trefa. Now, but let's say it was handled by people's hands, and the one that has the doubtful hole, well, then then you also have to handle and touch the whole of the new one that you're comparing to it, and only then should you compare the two of them, because obviously by handling would itself possibly cause a change to the color, and therefore you have to do all the different elements to compare the variables. Let's say what happens if the intestines of an animal actually came out, but there's no holes. Mutar is going to be permitted. But if, let's say, they became inverted, the top parts of its intestines actually are in the bottom, now the bottom became on the top, then even if there's no holes, treva then is considered a treva. Why? It's impossible for the intestines to go back to where they usually were after it already became inverted. An animal's not going to survive, it's not going to live, because the digestive tract has to be exactly as Hashem made it. Halacha design. Says the Rambam, Hame'iwa Achrin, the last of the digestive organs, Shehu Shave, which is straight, Ve'im Ba'ikim, and there's nothing that's twisted, V'hu Ha'shari'i Yaitze Ba'im in the Erva, and that's where the waste matter leaves from the genital organs, all the way in the rear, V'udavuk, and it's attached, Ben Ikari Hayurkaim, between the primary parts of the thigh, Hu Ha'nikra, and that's what's called Chalchailas, which is the call, and the reason why it's called Chalchailas, from the word of Mechalchal, where that's where the waste matter rolls out from. Now, in Nikiv B'mashar, if that has a hole just even minute amount, treva, it's going to be a treva, k'shar ma'ayim, like all the other digestive organs. Now, B'medvim, when we say this, sh'nikiv l'chalal ha'betin, that if it has a hole going into the cavity of the stomach, avam nikiv b'mkoyim ha'dibik b'recham, but if it's a hole where it's attached to the thighs, because you have the thighs of the animal there holding it right there by the rear, then actually mutaris, then it's going to be permitted, because the thighs hold it in place, even though it has a hole, the bones over there are holding it. And says the Rambam, even if actually the whole area of where it's connected to the thighs were removed, which has to be permitted. Because again, it's held there and placed by the thigh bones. Now, v'hu, but as long as it's left over from the length of when by an ox, like 4 finger breadth, as long as that amount left, it's still considered as if it's intact, and therefore it wouldn't be a treif. Now, look at Zayin, the Rambam moves on to regarding the digestive system, it applies to oif, to fowl. Says the Rambam, oif, the bird, ain't like karis. Doesn't have a stomach, Vilahem says, doesn't have the abdomen, Vilahem doesn't have the gut, I mean, it doesn't have these types of, these four stomachs and these the ruminants. Aval yesh loy connect them, but it has in its corollary, It has by the bird zefek, crop, which is a pouch where the food gathers over there, and bekukavan, and the crow, which is similar to that. Now, v'chalat treifes shabbos and bebehem chay b'ayif. Now, regarding the laws of tarfes, it's all the same by behemes, chayes, aifes. Now, v'zefek shenikav gaga b'mashu. Now, regarding the crop, that if it has a small hole in its roof, treifes can be considered a treif. And says the Rambam, zehu gaga shel zefek, what's considered the roof of the crop? Zeshiyim matach im havesha. This is what gets stretched out with the food pipe, with the gullet, k'sheyarecho eif tzabari, when the bird stretches out its neck. That, if what gets stretched out with that, that's considered the roof of the crop. Now, avashah hazevek shenikim, but the rest of the crop that gets a hole, but that's maybe it's only the roof, which is integral, that will be considered treif if there's a hole. Now, Allah Yitzchah says the Rambam, shnei kisen yesh bakukavan. There's two membranes that there are by the craw. You have hachitz in the outer one, which is adam, which is red, k'may basa, like flesh. V'panim ilavin k'mayir, and you have the inner one that's white, like skin. Nikiv zebelezeh, if one without the other became perforated, which has permitted achinak v'shnei b'mashu, until both of them have a hole, even just a minute amount. Now, but v'mik v'shnei mizesh leke neked zeh, but if let's say there's holes in both, but not one opposite the other, then mut is permitted, because again, nothing is getting through, it's being blocked by the other one. Halacha Yitzchah Ram continues regarding the tchol, regarding the spleen. Says the Ram, hatchoil, the spleen, inim in havarm shenikivasim b'mashu. This was not included in the list of the leaven, where if the hole's minute amount, and ulafikach lemon oisachach machlom, and therefore the sages didn't consider that and count the spleen in its categories. Ella rather yesh la nekev shaloi shir she'enishab bekula, because actually the halachas of a hole in the spleen has measurements which is not it's not universal by the spleen. As Ram says, ketzach how so? Hatchol the spleen roisha echad ava. One end is thick. Vasheni dak, the other side is thin. Kibriya saloshan, the way the shape of the tongue is, which is thick on one side and narrow on the other side. So it depends. If the thick side has a hole that's running through and through, then treifa is considered treifa. But let's say it's a hole that doesn't run through and through. So it depends. If it's left over on the bottom, at least the thickness of how much you have, like by a golden dinner, then what is permitted? But pachas makan, even though it's not through and through, but if it's less than that, I really kim a foolish treifa. Then it's like it's through and through essentially, and it's going to be considered as a treifa. Now, avam nikav adak. But if let's say the thin side has a hole, then sure, that's going to be kosher. It's not as integral as the thick side, and therefore that's why it's not said in the 11 types, because it depends where and what is the hole, what the halacha is going to be regarding the spleen. Now, halacha chav d'rama moves on to not missing, not a hole, but actually an extra part of the organ. As Rambam says, kol eiver shamach chacham by any organ that the sage has said, shem nikav b'mashu treifa, which we mentioned a list of 11 things, that if there's a hole, this, even a minute amount, it's going to be treifa. Kachem nitel kuli treifa. So first of all, if also the whole thing is removed, not just the hole, it's also going to be considered a treifa. And b'enshen nitel b'cheli, whether it was removed through illness, or b'yad, or by hand, or b'enshen nitel b'chaz, whether it's created lacking, we'll have the same halacha. Now, v'cheinim nivr b'shnei avram ma'isei eved. The same thing is actually, if it was created with two organs from that same organ, treifa would also be considered as a treifa. And the reason is, shakol ha'yaser, k'natel hu'chashem. Whatever is extra is actually like it was, as if it was removed. So just like we're saying removed is a problem, just like it was perforated, so to an extra one is like it was removed. It has the same problems and it doesn't function as well, and therefore it's going to be considered lacking. Since Ram kids at house, so let's say nitel echad minim ayim. Let's say one of the digestive organs were removed, oh yeah, moro, the gallbladder, kids, or anything like that, whether it's regarding fowl or whether regarding animals, so treifa, that's the halacha we were talking about, that missing it is the same as like having a hole. Now, the same thing is if let's say it has two gallbladders or two digestive tracts. Treifa is going to be considered treifa, and anything that's similar to that. Now, but if let's say the spleen was removed, or you find two spleens, Mutaras says permitted, like we said, it's not part of that list of the leaven, and because it has different halacha, so it doesn't have the same halacha of, like we said, kaliyaser kanokluhu, and even if it's removed, it doesn't have the same halacha as if it has the hole, which depending on where it has the hole in the spleen is going to have a different halacha, but it doesn't have this comparative of if it's taken away and if it is has an extra one. Halacha falaf says the Rambam, hame'i ha'yaser, so the extra digestive organ, shetitarv by behema, which, like we said, makes the animal into a treifa. Hu ha'yeser mitchalas avat saivis. I'm qualified. That's only if it was extra from the beginning till the end. Ad shenim, so until it's like you find shnei ma'ayim zebet tzadzeh, two digestive organs, one on the side of the other, mitchil avat saiv, from the beginning till the end, kimei ha'ayif, like you have like by the stomachs of the bird. or if like this digestive organ was coming out like a branch from the trunk, but it's separate, and this would be a problem, whether by fowl or by animals. Now, but let's say if it comes back, so although it branches off, but it then comes back and it gets mixed in with the digestive tract. But now the ether becomes one. Mishnei Rasha from its two ends. So although it branches off, it comes back in. But Varishnim of Dom Emsa, although they're separate in the middle, then actually Harizim Mites, that would be permitted. Then Kanyas, not considered like an extra thing, because it actually just comes back in and it's part of that same system. So therefore, then they wouldn't have the halacha, and then actually it would be kosher.